This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Back with the official Talk Radio Countdown program. This is no secret. There are people everywhere talking about this program. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I hear countless times during the week that this, and from some professionals in the business who listen to you and I, they think this is the best radio that I do of all the things that I do. They like listening to you and me do the countdown every week.
That's amazing. I've been walking around keeping it quiet. I thought it was a secret. You told me that you don't want anybody not to know that we do this.
Their radio is based on having as few listeners as possible.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Well, you say they're people professionals, so you pay them to listen. Is that what you're saying? They're professional.
Well,
listeners?
Actually, in a way, yeah. This one, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they're saying
so I can tell my family and friends that I do this?
Yeah.
Great.
I would.
Oh,
and if I were to
I
ask
feel like
you,
I'm coming out of the radio closet.
Yes, I think you probably are. Okay. You've awoken, so to speak.
Let's use every cliche we can.
Exactly, right.
About current events.
So,
you know.
If I were to ask you, though, which one of all of the programs that I do every week, you would say it was the American Family Farmer. That's what you like best.
First of all, I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, and I think it's borne out by the, you know, it's
how many years I've been doing it,
and people that are listening to this, whether they're few or many, they're listening to it because they're listening to you, and you know, I'm kind of like a cherry on the sundae. But the fact is that in terms of you as a person, because I've known you for a long time, I think that your work on the American Family Farmer is not necessarily my favorite Doug Steffen show or your best one. I think it's the one that utilizes your passions and skills most productively in terms of the country, in terms of the marketplace.
What help it brings to people, amongst other things.
Exactly. I think
that's
that,
what we're here to do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that agriculture, but I think agriculture is a very is a overlooked area of the societies and the economy. So
we're not thinking about our food sources. We're not thinking about our health and well-being. No, we're not.
So I always encourage you to pursue that in all of your work because you are an outspoken, experienced expert in it. But I also like the fun side of you, and I also like the side of you that kind of thumbs your nose at tradition. Shall we do the stories?
Please. Yes, let's not thumb our nose at the reason we're here. Please.
Well, you do that all the time. You're like Casey Kasem saying, and now we're going to work our way up to number one. But we heard that dance
but first,
so many times.
It's a countdown extra.
Hey, listen up. I'm going to imitate Casey Kasem. Don't talk over me.
Sorry.
At number 10, have reverence even for the imitation. At number 10, King Charles III, his coronation. At number 9,
did you watch that? Wait, hold on a second. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did, but not live. I slept on Saturday morning, and then I watched
it. You like at 2 o'clock?
I watched the part where they put the crown on his head.
Yeah. Good.
And I'll give you 10 more seconds
head.
On it. I'm astonished that they get away with that.
How do you mean?
In the UK. That they get away with that nonsense.
Well, with all the pomp and circumstance, they love it.
It's wonderful nonsense.
They love it.
He loves it. But,
yeah.
But taking a couple of, as we used to say in Brooklyn, altacockers, and
I don't want to know what that means.
Putting a couple of altacockers and sticking these giant crowns on their head. Think about it. There's the picture of Charles and Camilla. Mm. Queen Camilla and King Charles III with their outfits on, and it's astonishingly silly, but I respect it.
The only one who gets that is Harry. Apparently,
he's another piece of work. Mm-hmm. So I checked it out a little bit. To spend hours watching that, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
King Charles III's coronation was 10. Artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI, but it always makes me crazy because it reads like Al. Whenever you say it looks like Al Concerns, number
right.
9.
Mm-hmm.
The Russia-Ukraine war is 8. Number 7, the COVID emergency has been declared over.
Yay!
Now we can run around without our masks on and feel confident. The bugs have been
running naked in the streets. We are now.
Yeah.
It's, no more shots necessary.
In a manner of speaking. At number 6, deadly Texas shooting. At number 5, Biden family investigation. Number 4, Santos charged.
Is Santos coming to town?
Right.
Georgie Santos coming to town.
Do you believe him? Do you believe
him? No, it shows you the state of the American electorate that some boob... How many other boobs do we have in American politics, whether it be nationally or locally? How many people like this who are so... the right word for him? He's a malcontent, malfeasance. He's just mal.
You know what he is? He's a malboob.
Malboob. That's good.
A malboob.
Like new word.
Yeah. Yep. At number three, we have the debt ceiling. At number 2, we have Trump's legal battles, and that is tied at number 2 with that event that took place on CNN this week, the CNN town hall.
The event.
The events, right. The television political event.
Yes.
And number 9, the issue with migrants and immigration at number 1. On our 10 list, we have at number... on our people list, rather, we have a 10 list. We have at number 10, King Charles III and Prince Harry, whom you mentioned, are tied at number 10. Vladimir Putin at 9, James Comer at 8, George Santos at 7, Kevin McCarthy at 6. Number 5 is Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 4, Jean Carroll. Caitlin Collins is 3. Number 2 is Donald Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. And another week in the history books.
All right. So let's tie number 3 on the people as Caitlin Collins to town hall, which is number 2. Where did this woman come from? I never heard of her before. How did she get the job of doing the town hall with Donald Trump? Was this a setup?
She's 31 years old. She's an up-and-coming star at CNN. She has got pretty strong journalistic credentials. She's very nice-looking in terms of telegenic. And she is with Poppy Harlow, and on that morning show on CNN Don Lemon just got fired from.
Okay, so...
That's who she is.
I think she should be fired because I think she made this too much about her, which is the problem with so-called journalists today. They make it about them. She's trying to do the gotcha stuff, and Trump made her look foolish. I didn't, but there was nothing about the Trump thing that I thought was exciting. He does his usual name calling and look at me, I'm here, yada, yada. But then she made it easy for him to be him because of her trying to be the star of the show. And do you agree with my assessment?
No, I don't. I find it interesting.
Okay.
I can't disagree with your assessment because that's your assessment.
Yeah.
This is all subjective.
That's true.
I don't have an assessment. I find this whole thing very sad. So when I watch things like this, I get very depressed. Is not the word. Sad is the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. Doing what she tried to do and come out of it with dignity and credibility as a tough moderator who is going to call people on the facts and as she knows them, etc., is a very daunting task. So I have to say what you're saying is probably the result of either ill planning on the part of the CNN managers and directors who put this thing together, or... the nature of the times.
How can you not know what Donald Trump or how he's going to respond to questions like that. How can you not know he's going to take, as soon as you mention E. Jean Carroll, he's going to take a shot at her. And by the way, she says she's going to sue him again because of what he said in the town hall meeting.
That could turn that into a series. That show could run for 10 years, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
CNN is in a very awkward place right now in terms
They're
of
grabbing.
What I call positioning, you know, everybody jockeys for positions. It's like a race, and everybody's trying to run in everybody's lane and push people out of the way in terms of these news organizations. Yeah. And that's what's going on. We're seeing jockeying for position as things are in flux in terms of all of these different news outlets running their race in their lane. They're not staying in their lane. And CNN's trying to decide where they want to position themselves in terms of taking advantage of the severe partisanship and polarization and fractionalization that is afflicting the American population.
That's why I like News Nation, frankly, the TV shows they're on. I don't watch news. I don't watch these other channels. But in the evening, I often take in Cuomo for a little bit, and Dave Matthews, I think, is the other guy's name, and Banfield. I think they do a very good job with the news. Hello, what a concept about, anyway, I've said
a very good friend, when I say friend, somebody I've known for years and that you've known for years, Lee Harris, who is going to work for them in New York.
Yeah.
Why that's a big deal, folks, in terms of talk radio and news radio, is he had one of the most enviable jobs, and he did it masterfully.
Fabulous. My God, what a great, broadcaster extraordinaire.
Morning host on WINS in New York, which is almost as big, maybe bigger, than being the mayor of New York.
Yeah, the morning news station.
Yep.
Yeah. For 30 years he did it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
And they hired him at, he's also a genius when it comes to technology. He is one of those. He's always
his own
talkers.
Equipment.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
Yeah,
and we always engage in a great conversation every time we have a talkers convention. I love seeing him, listening to his stories about what's going on. And he's very smart because he turns around and wants to know what I'm doing, which I think is cool. Good, smart guy. Good for him. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds with this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to TopLoss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, TopLoss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Talk Radio Countdown. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, and as the aforementioned American Family Farmer Show was promoted by Michael Harrison, he'll be the special guest on the American Family Farmer this week, talking about two Angus heifers. So if you want to hear that, you can tune into the American Family Farmer here on most of these same stations that carry the countdown. How about that?
Wow.
Heifers. Yeah. Big time. Heifer.
What is
discussion.
A heifer? Is a heifer,
heifer
a,
is
form
a
of cow?
Female unbred cow? Yes.
Before unbred.
Unbred. Well, actually, they're considered heifers till they calf the first time, and then they're cows. There are calves, there are heifers, and there are cows.
Wow.
All the same species are in the same pew. It's just the age and size.
And what are bulls?
Bulls are the male of the species.
Now, can a bull decide to become a cow?
No. Not he can decide that he wants to have one of them, but he won't become one. He can become a steer when his testicles are removed. You can do that.
So a testicle-less bull is a steer. I always wonder what a steer is.
Yep, that's it. The steer is a male cow without any reproductive organs.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah,
okay,
and I am smart enough to know that's where we should let it drop
end.
Or hang.
Yes, we're finished. We're done now. All right, on the list, the story list this week, number 7 is the COVID emergency story, the end of the COVID emergency. So let's try this. There's a mixed reaction. People say, oh, come on, this is old news. But there's a side to the story about the people who have lost, through death from COVID, family members, friends. And this is the story. I think the other stuff is, it's kind of nonsensical because we all know it's over. But then there's the behind-the-scenes story of the men and women who are struggling with what happened during the pandemic. And then there are those who lost their businesses because of the overreach, according to some. But for me, I think the real story here to discuss is the tragedy of all the people's lives that were ended because of this bug that was released by the Chinese government.
Well,
you stopped me short, didn't it?
Well, you stopped me short because you've taken it in two totally different directions.
Yes, I have. Yes, right.
And I had to make a quick decision of which direction to pursue in my answer.
I think the family thing.
I could have made the assumption that what you said is a fact and that the Chinese are behind it. And I could have said, those damn Chinese, and we could have talked about how bad China is. Or I could have said, no, that's not proven, and get into a whole conspiracy political debate with you. Or talk about the fact that regardless of how this thing started, it has left bittersweet feelings.
Scars.
And scars.
Oh, yeah.
That the announcement of the COVID officially being over has sort of opened the wounds that a lot of people feel having lost people. It's like, okay, we're moving on, and that's the end of that, but I lost my relative. I lost this person. Yeah. I lost my business. My whole life has been disrupted. I'm off kilter now in terms of how I live. I have long COVID. I don't feel good. All of these different things that people feel. So when you hear this pronouncement in the news, it's over, it isn't really over. Just like when wars are over. You know, World War II, it's over. We celebrate. It takes a long time for it truly to be over for people whose lives were touched.
Some people, it's not over even yet. Japanese internment in California had created huge familial wounds that still, you know, you talk about the reparations of black people in America. There are a lot of Japanese that feel like they should be compensated because they were put into camps and there was no good reason for it, so they say. So
exactly.
Is that. All right, we're continuing with this extravaganza called the Talk Radio Countdown Show in a few moments. Here, it's 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We may soon be hearing DeSantis for president as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly close to making an announcement that he plans to run. NBC News is reporting that he's moving his political operation to a new office on Monday, and that will require disclosures. Both DeSantis and former President Donald Trump are the two favorites to win the GOP nomination. Migrants who are seeking asylum in the U.S. are being assigned court dates, but not for any time soon. Some migrants clients who came through Texas on Thursday were given immigration court dates in Chicago and Florida as late as 2032 and 2035. Since they've been admitted to the U.S. and have court dates, the migrants can receive work permits and live and work in the U.S. until their cases come up in court. Doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybill has been found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old children and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it isn't either. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Roundup is the ancillary piece that goes with every week. We have 2 hours of discussion about the charts on talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You had an oomph.
I'm providing you with little bumper sounds.
No. Oh.
But it's cool. Like, you know, you say something, you go, I make use of every ounce of sound available to me.
Good for you. All right, so let's talk about a couple of the characters that are on the list this week, shall we?
Yes.
You want to pick two characters? I'll have two characters I picked out already. You want to see if my characters agree?
We had fun earlier this morning with King Charles III and his wife, the Queen. We already talked about them and Prince Harry. They're there. Mm-hmm. George Santos is an endlessly fascinating character for the purpose of this type of conversation. I find there Kevin McCarthy boring. E. Jean Carroll, I don't know the woman. And Caitlin Collins, we've already talked about. What can we say about Trump and Biden? Alejandro Mayorkas, I don't necessarily know much about him.
Good. I like pronouncing his name. That's the only useful
purpose.
It's
fun to have things, you know, they roll off the tongue. You know, yeah. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Right.
But I guess George Santos is, you know, he's Vladimir Putin, you know. George Santos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Santos is taking money from Vladimir Putin to influence what goes on in America. Did you know that? It's everywhere.
Huh? You just touched on something that the journalists don't cover this enough. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did George Santos get all that money?
Where did he come from?
Yeah, you know.
Where was he before he ran for Congress?
He's a deep fake.
Yeah, he is.
As a person, he's the result of 3D printing gone amok.
Yeah. But he's also a product of the system that allows, if not encourages, nutbirds like him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these others on both sides that are fringe elements of their party at best. And yet they get in to positions of power and influence because people don't get the way the system works. And so these people become punchlines when, in fact, they are corrupting and ruining our government because they don't do their job. Their job, as far as they're concerned, is to take care of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, but George Santos hides from the press, whereas AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene do everything they can to get attention. This guy is all I ever see is this goofy looking guy. Pardon that, because who am I to say?
He's goofy.
But there's something goofy about him running away from reporters.
Right.
I mean, whoever saw a politician constantly running away from reporters, and he's shameless, and he's running again.
Yeah.
And he's, well, you know, he's now been indicted on 13 counts
of
fraud. $500,000 bond. Where did he get the money? You know, who's loaning that to him? But where did he get the money? Who is financing this guy?
That's George Soros.
Yeah, hey, George Soros, can we get a loan from George Soros?
Right.
You know, he finances everything. Everything is
well,
George
this
Soros.
This week, managed. The people who like Trump started a rumor. And the rumor was based around George Soros. What's his first name? It is George, isn't it? Soros?
Yeah, it's George.
Yeah. Funding the DeSantis campaign. And so he's now known as DeSoros and not DeSantis. You hear that one? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people. So anyway, just even though DeSantis is not on the list this week, let's do a countdown extra with him talking about maybe he's smarter than we think he is, but I don't look upon him as being a very smart guy. When you take on Disney and somebody like Bob Iger, you're going to come out on the short end of the stick.
Florida.
Yeah, right. So the poll that's out this week, there's a government, a YouGov poll that shows most Americans are not at all moved by Mr. DeSantis' anti-woke war against Disney, which is a centerpiece, so he thought, before all this blew up on his face, of his presidential campaign. He was going to try to convince voters that I care. Look at me. I'm taking on the biggest, most powerful entertainment corporation in the world. And yet he looks like a blubbering fool because at every turn, they win and he loses.
Yeah. Well, he's using the power of government to fight wokeness. Wokeness is a social problem. It becomes a political problem, but it's a social problem. There are much bigger issues that governors and presidents should deal with than the culture wars, which is low-hanging fruit to get people all riled up about crap that the government can't control anyway.
Right. And so, but taking on as he did, it just, I don't know, for me, anyways, I thought it through. It just seems
he's a megalomaniac.
That may be. That could very well be.
You know.
Right. You know what else? We need to wish all moms listening to this program this weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so moms listening, apparently there are a lot of people who are streaming this program, more women than men and more moms than dads. You got that out of looking.
You're kidding.
No. Well, why would I kid about something like that? Mm-hmm. I'd kid about, you know, what Mother's Day. What, I had a game on the air on the Good Day program about just asking your mother, trying to figure out what your mother's favorite things were. How about a movie or a car or what's your, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow. Wow.
My pretty provocative, huh?
Raindrops on roses.
And yes, right. Okay, so number six this week has to do with the shooting in Texas. But I think this goes further than that. Let's go back to Florida for a moment, Michael, with your comments on the 13-year-old who was shot by a police officer in a gun battle. A 13-year-old had a gun and fired at a police officer. He was being chased through a residential neighborhood. The officer, one of them at least, got shot by this 13-year-old, was in the hospital for several days. One officer was shot in the foot. This is, by the way, in Lakeland, which is between Tampa and Orlando, for those of you who don't know this area. not far actually from where Dr. Ken is, one of the participants in our Good Day program. So here, this guy, the officer hears gunshots, Michael, and he goes to investigate. And so he finds that a 13-year-old is chasing a 14-year-old, and a 19-year-old trying to protect the 14-year-old is shot by the 13-year-old. You following this so far?
Mm-hmm.
And so the chief of police says that they took out after, they didn't even know which one was the bad guy when they started chasing all these kids. They just heard the gunshots. And so the kid, instead of shooting the 14-year-old, or the 14-year-old was with the 13-year-old, I haven't quite figured this out yet, they start shooting, instead of shooting at the other kid they were chasing, they shoot at the police.
Mm-hmm.
And at 13 years old, you're a hardened criminal. Where do you get the gun?
Well, do you know any of the answers to these questions?
No, I'm asking you. You always have the answers.
Oh, well, I think, after thinking about this deeply, that it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's guns, bad. I've run out of words to describe this culture of violence that permeates our country, where now it's seeping into everyday activity by every person. People are afraid to go to the mall, go to a restaurant, go to the movies, go to a game, go to the theater, walk down the street. It's, you know, you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know from where it's going to come. And you don't know if it's going to come. This is terrible. And how do we turn this around? That's the question.
Yep. And we spend more time talking about that and not trying to fix the problem, being amused by Donald Trump. Again, all the laughter and the mocking and the town hall thing. And maybe I'm making too much of this, except it troubles me because this has become the standard. He sets the standard for the conversation, for the interviews. He makes fun of people, called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he tells the story kind of when he encountered her, and he said he owned the hotel next door, so why would I bring her into a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman? Why would I just bring her next door to my hotel? I suppose there's a point to that, maybe.
Maybe she didn't want to go with him.
Well,
how would he bring her there, kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
Now, listen, I'm going to rape you. Do you prefer the dressing room, or would you like to come next door to my hotel?
And the guy's running for president, and has been president. All right, more coming up.
And in the minds of many, he's still president.
Yeah, right, exactly. They want him to be. All right, we're going to talk about some of the nuance that's in Talkers Magazine. That's the reason that we're here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, you can get the list of all of these stories, the official list, in order, gooddayshow.com, talkers.com. Right now, Good Day and Talkers, well, I don't know about Talkers, but Good Day and the Talk Radio Countdown Show want you to know about Balance 7. Balance 7 is something that will help you with lots of different problems. You got heartburn, acid indigestion. You've heard those commercials for years. Have you got acid indigestion? And then they'll offer a solution. Okay, so I have acid indigestion. I have problems with gluten. And I know this stuff works. Balance 7. So if you're wanting to balance, that's what they call it, Balance 7. It's in the middle of the scale. It runs from 1 to 14. So Balance 7 puts you right in the middle, balancing alkalinity and acidity in your body. If you don't have a healthy gut, you will not be a healthy person. So let's make you healthy. Let's have your body defend you and itself from anything that might attack you. Balance 7 will be your friend forever. Check it out. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. You mention my name, Doug, you will get $15 off your order. You'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin coming from the same producer. You get free shipping, and best of all, you don't like it, it doesn't work, get a money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose. 800-793-9039. Write that number down. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the extraordinary offer that I just outlined. 800-793-9039. Feel better with Balance 7.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For the week of May 8th to the 12th, we have these people that are listed on the people list, sort of the corresponding list with the story list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, King Charles and Prince Harry, both sort of tied together, as you can imagine, conversation about both of them. Pukin Putin is number 9. James Comer is number 8. George Santos, number 7. Kevin McCarthy's at 6. Alejandro Mayorkas is 5. I don't know if I'm glad he's there because he'll do a good job. I just like saying his name, right? E. Jean Carroll is number 4 on the list of people being discussed. Caitlin Collins comes in at number 3. At number 2, the Trumpster. Yes. We used to call him the Donald. Don't call him the Donald anymore. I wonder why that is. And Joe Biden, El Presidente, is number 1 on the people list. You can check them all out at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com. So back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen highlighting one of the things that's going on in the next few weeks will be the annual Talkers Convention in New York. One of the people that's going to be among the hundreds who will be featured, there's a fellow who is actually a supermarket guy who had lots of money, decided to buy WABC Loves Radio. And wow, what a job he's done with that radio station, one of the great radio stations in our country, Michael. You agree?
Well, he's turned it into a success. It was suffering from, it was tarnished, worn out, you know, forgotten.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it back, and he's very active. And I don't know if he's a supermarket guy anymore. Now he's a radio guy who owns a chain of supermarkets because he's on the air. He does a show.
He's there all the time. And
even though it's a big radio station, and with all due respect to the fabulous people that work there, he's sort of the ideological chief cook and bottle washer. His hands are all over everything on that radio station.
Right.
He seems to be having a ball. Seriously, though, he's going to be making a closing address at the Talkers Conference about AM radio and the automobile industry, which is a tremendous area of controversy and concern within the business.
It is. We talk about it here all the time because it is. How dare they? I mean, I hope that's the approach that Casimir's.
He's definitely
has the same approach as I do. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, he's a champion of.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Who do they think they are? These people, Ford and these other companies, would take AM out. Who decided? Who gave you
the right to do. I suppose, you know, you're making your cars, so we can make a decision not to buy your cars.
Well that, yeah, I don't know whether it's a matter of how dare they, who gave them the right. They have the right to, they can make
do what
it,
they
you
want
know, with three wheels if they want to.
Right. Good luck selling that crap.
They can make a car called Edsel.
Or the Dudley. How about that? Maybe we can make a new car, call it the Dudley. All right, maybe it's got three wheels there. There you go. All right, 10 before the hour here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm happy to call him my friend because he and I have been traveling in the same circles for almost since the beginning of time, it seems like.
Pretty long time.
A long time. All right, so Dr. Wiseman Esquire has overviews on a number of the stories that are on the top 10 this week from Talkers Magazine. The migrant problem. A federal judge has blocked Biden from essentially paroling the migrants. Do we even understand the chaos at the border?
No. And, you know, this is one of these things that there is so much, there's plenty of blame to go around. This is not a new problem. The Republicans have not done anything. The Democrats haven't done anything. And the president's efforts, you know, unless he gets congressional help is not going to do anything. And interestingly enough, the lawsuit, that was brought by some public interest groups, against Biden, you know, this Rule 42 thing is up, and it was more serious restrictions during COVID, and understandably that is up. But what Biden is actually doing is putting in the same type of restrictions that former President Trump did. And in fact, when these groups sued Trump, they were successful and they went back to the same court. It's just going to be absolutely more of a mess. And the thing is, we can't do this alone. I mean, we need some help from Mexico. You need some help from these other countries that they're coming from. We do need immigration. We need people to do jobs here. But these massive numbers of people with a system that can't process them, it as bad as it is, it's going to get far worse before it gets better.
You know,
and for the life of me, I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's the most damnable thing. You see some of the video from the border and these people 20, 30, 40 deep standing along the fence. What could be so bad, either in Mexico
yeah.
or down in El Salvador or where some of them come from,
yeah.
that they will risk all the money they have, their lives and time to get over here? I mean, do we just not appreciate what we have here in this country? Is it that good,
that
much better, or is it just so easy to do that you know, they flaunt the rules and let's go? Here we come.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I don't know, you know, and Doug, I keep thinking the same thing. You know, certainly some of these regimes have been very, very repressive, but not all of them. And I mean, Venezuela isn't that bad, and you got people coming up from there. And why not Mexico? What is so horrible about Mexico that
go
they wouldn't
in Mexico.
Settle in?
Yeah.
In an area where they already speak the language as well.
Yeah.
So we need to know a lot more about the motivation, but the fact that these people will line up, you know, we can't ignore it. And then I heard some criticisms of the Homeland Security saying they're not setting up enough kind of help areas across the border in Mexico. And they said, you know, that's not our job. We can't do that. You know, there has to be much greater cooperation with Mexico. Mexico has to step up as far as this, but Congress just has to put in money to be able to process and deal with this. And if not, we're just ignoring a situation that is horrible, that is not good humanitarian, that isn't good fighting. There's nothing good about just ignoring this problem, and yet all of these politicians do so.
Speaking of nothing good, Donald Trump. Okay, so E. Jean Carroll said this week, after that whatever it was on CNN, some of the Trumpers loved it, and the non-Trumper, I guess the reality is that the people that run, Rupert Murdoch wouldn't have let this happen. The people who are running CNN are now scratching their heads, thinking to themselves, what did we create? And then others are saying, live lying works. So after this event, E. Jean Carroll said, I think I'll sue Trump again for what he said about me.
He's saying the same things that he just had a $5 million verdict.
Right.
Can you go for 10? What is this, Price is Right, where you're trying to just keep raising the thing? I mean,
I'll give you $15
million. Yeah, exactly. His lying is baffling, but equally as baffling is some of the supporters that believe every one of the lies, like including when he was talking about the elections. No, but no court, no legitimate support for his arguments. But some of his supporters are hardcore.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with the overview legally of some of our top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.